Our scripture this morning is found in the gospel, or sorry, it's not a gospel, it's a letter of Acts. Acts 16, verses 20 to 34. The whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews, they shouted to the city officials. They are teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice. A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them to be stripped and beaten with wooden rods. They were severely beaten and then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape, and so the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains fell off every prisoner. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open, and he assumed that all of the prisoners had escaped. So he drew his sword to harm himself, but Paul shouted, Don't harm yourself. We are all here. The jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? They replied, Believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved, along with everyone in your household. And they shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in his household. Even at the hour of the night, the jailer cared for them and washed their wounds. Then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. He brought them into his house and set a meal before them, and he and his entire household rejoiced, because they all believed in God. We have been in the middle of a series called My Heart Sings. And today our heart is about singing in hard times. I want you to think for a moment, what was the worst day that you have ever had? I'll give you a moment to recall it. Maybe there was a lot of emotion in that day. And maybe you wondered, where was God in that trouble? Maybe you've been doing everything right and following God's direction when suddenly you found yourself in a heap of trouble. I mean, that's what happened to Paul and to Silas. God had given Paul a vision to go to Macedonia to preach the good news. And so he went. And because he had cast a demon out of a woman who was a fortune teller, her masters got angry because they couldn't make any more money from her, and so they had Paul and Silas seized, and they riled the crowds against them. The passage we read was the result: a severe beating, imprisonment in the inner block, which means you're in the center, there's no daylight, it's just rancid foul air, and your feet are locked in stocks. I can't even imagine a day worse than that. Now, we would completely understand if Paul and Silas cried out in frustration to God, Why did you let this happen? Wasn't I obeying you? Now I've been beaten and thrown in prison and I'm locked in a stockade. God, why? Why, God, why? Have you ever found yourself crying those words? Why, God, why? When Jesus was preparing his followers, he told them that they would have trouble. He told them that they would be arrested and persecuted, and some would even be killed, and that they would be hated all over the world because they were followers of Jesus. Jesus never implied that following him would be an easy path. Even in the Sermon on the Mount, at the end of the Beatitudes, Jesus said, Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Doesn't sound blessed. Sounds terrible. And then Jesus said this right after, Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Rejoice and be glad? What? I mean, I might be able to tolerate the persecution, but to rejoice and be glad about it? See, that's the difference between being earthly-minded and heavenly-minded. When we're heavenly-minded, we realize that there's a blessing for us in the waiting. We realize that we must be having an impact for our enemy to have come against us. Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." So much of our trouble is earthly things. When we are persecuted for our faith, and that can take many forms, we know that we are storing rewards in eternity. And if we think about that, we can rejoice and be glad in those persecutions. And here's another truth to consider. Our enemy doesn't waste time bothering people who aren't helping the kingdom. So the fact that the enemy is coming against you, throwing shade your way, it's a good indication that God is using you in some avenue. Now, Paul and Silas are in the most extreme place of persecution. And how does the scripture say that they handled this situation? With grumbles and complaints? No. Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. They were singing in hard times. Did their bodies hurt? Yes. Were they in these rancid, disgusting conditions? Yes. Were their hearts angry at the injustice? No. Their thoughts were not on earthly things, like their circumstances, but on heavenly things. And God used their trouble to put them in the right place at the right time, because God had his eyes on the jailer. That's the thing about God. He's always pursuing those people whose hearts are ready. And God needed Paul and Silas to be in that prison that day so the jailer could see their faith. It's easy to sing praises when times are good, but to do so in the middle of the storm, to sing in hard times, well, that's something else altogether. But people notice. The jailer noticed. As Paul and Silas were singing and praising hymns to God, the other prisoners were also listening. And when God moved the earth and caused an earthquake to shake open every prison door and to shake off every person's chains, none of them fled. I mean, it makes sense that Paul and Silas stayed, but what about the others? They were so intrigued by what they heard that none of the prisoners escaped. And Paul told the jailer not to harm himself. It would have been a pretty severe punishment for the jailer, so much so that death seemed like a better option. But quickly, Paul assured the jailer, "We are all here." What happens next is a complete change in the jailer's heart. In a moment before, he was full of fear, and now suddenly the fear is gone. And the jailer, who had been ordered not to let anyone escape, is now bringing them out of the jail to his house, where he tends to their wounds and feeds them a fine meal. We don't know what songs Paul and Silas were singing, but they were probably some of the hymns that we know from the Psalms. But whatever was in those songs, the jailer recognized the message that he was lost, but that God was looking for him, and that God's grace was enough. Because Paul and Silas were able to sing in their wretched circumstances, their words had power. What they sang about rang true. And so it is for us. When we sing in hard times, people will notice. And they'll say, this is kind of going against the grain. That's not how I would respond in that circumstance. What is different about them that they should sing with peace in their hearts? See, our singing displays our faith, and it shines a powerful light. And then God can use us, and he can use our struggle for his good purpose. And when that happens, even we will stand amazed. I am certain that Paul and Silas felt that every strike of the rod and every disgusting smell and horrible condition was a very small price to pay for the salvation of the jailer and all his family. Because they could sing in hard times, God could use them. If we have to go through hard times, and we all do, we might as well praise God in them so that the most good can come out of our circumstances. There's a saying that says, praise and be raised. Complain and remain. Praising lifts us out of our circumstances. May the waters of God's grace surround you and uphold you. May your baptism strengthen you for the work ahead. And may the Spirit that descended upon Jesus at his baptism fall upon your shoulders as you seek to do God's will. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.